How safe is the oil pipeline running under Lake Michigan? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. People in Michigan are naturally concerned about the thousands of miles of pipelines crisscrossing the state. After all, we suffered through the worst inland oil spill in U.S. history. This week, the state of Michigan released a much-anticipated report from its pipeline task force. One of the pipelines they focused on is in an extremely sensitive area. Enbridge Energy's Line 5 goes right under Lake Michigan at the Straits of Mackinac. Michigan Radio's Mark Brush has been following the debate around this pipeline over the last year. Hey, Mark.
Hi.
You found in your investigation last fall that it's really difficult to get to the answer of a simple question, and that question is, what's the status of this pipeline? In full disclosure here, Enbridge is a financial supporter of this station.
Yeah, so last year we found out that specific information is hard to come by because Enbridge basically holds all the cards. And if you go to the people who you think might have the answers to that question, the state, the federal government, they all basically say the same thing, go back to the company and ask them. And we did that, and of course the company said the pipeline is safe, but what we're looking for here is independent verification.
Okay, and the state's pipeline task force wants more information from Enbridge about Line 5. What exactly do they want to know more about?
Yeah, they want to see specific test results. So the pipelines that run under the straits are different from the other pipelines that run over land. So when it comes to the straits and goes underwater, one pipeline splits into two pipelines. The pipelines are smaller in diameter, they're made of thicker steel, and they don't have these horizontal seams that a lot of other pipelines have that can lead to cracking. What these pipelines face, the threat they face, is corrosion. Corrosion from inside the pipeline and corrosion outside the pipeline. In our investigation last year, I asked a pipeline safety expert about what specifically we should be looking for. His name is Rick Kuprovitz. He says there's a tool that the company uses to determine how the pipelines are doing. Here's what he told me.
They should be able to answer your question. You know, how are you dealing with potential corrosion threats under the straits? And they'll tell you they're probably running a high-resolution magnetic flux corrosion tool. And they should be able to tell you what that tool is, who makes it, all right? And what are they finding?
Now, I asked the company for that information about corrosion in Line 5. They didn't give it to me. I sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the federal agency that oversees pipeline safety, and they basically told me they don't have that data, so they couldn't give it to me either. I asked the state if they had any of that information, and it turns out they did have some of that information. Enbridge had shared some of that inline corrosion tool data with them, but they said they had to log into a website to look at that data, and that when I asked for that data, they were told by Enbridge that they could not share it with me.
So the state does have access to some data.
They do, but what they told me was that that data was raw data. It was basically a giant big data dump of the inline inspection tool. And when I asked them last fall, they said they hadn't gone through that data yet.
And it's been 9 months since you last talked to them about that. How about now? Have they looked at the data yet?
Yeah, the report has come out. I asked Dan Wyant that question. He's the director of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, and he's on the task force. And here's what he told me.
Yeah, as I understand the question, you're asking, did we evaluate the pipe that exists and have the technical ability to suggest the long-term viability of the pipe? And we want to do more on that.
So the state still has not looked at this raw data. He went on to say that they need independent experts to help them interpret this data, and that they also need more data from Enbridge to really determine the true status of these pipelines. So we're not any closer to understanding, you know, the true condition of these pipelines under the Straits of Mackinac. The company still holds all the cards, and we haven't seen the information yet.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.